Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Who wants to win up to $1,000?
I do.
I bet you do, right?
I do, right now.
We play Beat the Bank twice a day. This is round one. We're going to call out three names. First one in gets to play. You have 10 minutes to call us back in order to play We call your name. Again, first one in gets to play. Right. Not the second, not the third. First. Here are your three names for this hour. Tori Smothers, Jan McKinney, Carrie Evans. Carrie Evans, Jan McKinney, Tori Smothers. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Phone lines will be cleared. Right. And your 10 minutes start now. We'll play as soon as somebody calls. We didn't get to your slumber party over the weekend yesterday, Kelly.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Complete with magic show and everything.
Yes, Alan prepared a magic show because Emma Kelly asked him. She said, I've known him, that's all I've ever wanted.
A magic show?
Abracabooya!
Yeah, and he came in. He went to a lot of trouble to prepare. He had some Halloween-themed jokes that didn't really go over quite so well with the young crowd. My mother laughed. She thought they were funny. He's a little bit corny with his jokes. Dad jokes.
Do you remember one of them?
Why couldn't the skeleton go to the party?
Why?
Because he didn't have any guts.
Ah!
You would have been a good...
Yeah.
No, why do witches wear name tags?
Why?
So they can tell which witch is which.
Kids didn't like digging those?
It as much. No.
Could have used those in my stand-up.
But,
so dad jokes are not funny once you hit the 10 years old?
Right.
Okay.
But he told me going in he had a good solid maybe 15 minutes of material.
15 minutes?
And he had it all written down in order on a sheet of paper, so he kept referring to what's next, you know, because he's not used to performing.
Yeah.
But he said he had about two or three tricks left, magic acts left, and he said he realized he was losing the room, so he wrapped it up with the bunny book.
Oh, the bunny book trick.
He wanted to end on a high note.
Yeah.
Oh,
so he wrapped it up with that.
But he didn't dress like a magician.
Well, he did because he wore all black.
Oh, okay.
Did he have a cape or anything?
No. He had a little magic wand, though. He did.
Okay.
His kids have a magic set, so he just for flair, he brought the magic wand.
Okay, all right.
How much did he charge for that?
Just little kisses. Got lots of sweet kisses for that one.
Oh,
so anyway, we ordered pizza for the girls, and I ordered, you know, there's like maybe 10 or 11 girls, a couple of parents. I ordered three large pizzas. What do I know? Gone. I had ordered two more large pizzas. Gone.
Whoa.
I'm like, okay, this is large pizzas aren't what they used to be. Let me just say that.
The more medium.
Right. So, I mean, I underbought food. But then all she wanted was a bundt cake, a red velvet bundt cake. Mm. That was her birthday cake. And then after that, the few adults who stayed around, they wanted to see Alan's magic show too. They left. And a couple of the girls had to leave because they had early things to do Saturday morning. So we had a grand total, I think, of including my daughter, eight or nine girls who stayed the night. And basically it got to be about 10:30, 11 o'clock. I said, okay, I'm going to bed. Whatever you want to eat is in the pantry. Whatever you want to drink is in the refrigerator. See ya. And I was out.
You left them alone?
Well, they're old enough to fend for themselves.
Okay.
And the thing I've noticed, and then about 30 minutes later, crash. Mrs. Raspberry. But it was my daughter who broke this little vase thing. So that was fine. I got up and I actually cut my thumb cleaning that up. That was a minor disaster.
Going
back to bed again at 3:30, I heard the TV just blaring. And I got up. I figured they fell asleep with it on. And I go outside. I'm stumbling, trying to turn off the TV. And here comes little Sydney, my friend Deontay's daughter, at 3:30 in the morning with an iPad. And I said, you're still up? She goes, I can't sleep. Can't sleep. I said, okay, well, I'm going to turn the TV down, and you just, you know, she has insomnia, apparently. But most of the girls, I figured I went to bed between 3 and 3:30.
Wow. In the morning?
Yeah.
Dang.
And
animals?
The next morning, my mother had made a breakfast casserole, which I had to set out and like, get room temperature. You don't need all the details. I got up about 7 or 7:30 to set out breakfast, and they started popping up right after that. And I had a lot of clothes left over that nobody can identify. I took pictures of it and mailed it to all the moms. Anybody claiming this? Nobody knows where these mystery items of clothing have landed at my house.
It's like Al's house, yeah.
Yeah, but they had a good time. I do know
Mystery
that,
box, yeah.
They drank. I had bought like this thing of 36 waters. These little girls would take one sip of water, put it down, forget it was their water, go open another one. I literally had 36 bottles with two sips taken the next day.
Yeah.
I'm like, we didn't know it was ours.
Put your name on
it. So next time we're going to get little Sharpies and put names on the bottles of water because that was a huge waste. And Capri Sun, same thing. They take two sips.
I
was out of every beverage.
That's what my wife complains about every time we have little buddies come over for my kids.
They forget.
Yeah.
And then you when they all leave, you go, and there's full drinks that you got to just throw away.
I just drink them.
That's the only frustrating part.
You take a sip and leave it, Jenna?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Jenna, by the way,
I know it's my water, but yeah I have a lot of like half-drunk bottles of water.
But it was really great. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I slept, except for having to get up to clean the broken vase, get up to turn off the TV. They were really very well-behaved. And I don't know if this is the sweet spot. Before the girl, they're like 10 and 11, you know, before they turn into little, you know, catty girls that are fighting.
Yes, maybe.
When do the boys start to sneak in? 13, 14?
Mm-hmm.
Is that when they're sneaking over to my house?
I know, but they'll try.
Have to get past
they're
the gate.
Not.
They will
guard.
Try. They'll come to the window.
You try to sneak into slumber parties at 13 and 14.
Yep.
Of course, that's what guys do.
Allison Heidman's slumber party. They were doing a backyard camping in her house.
Ooh.
And we tried to sneak into the party.
Sure. Keep it in the house.
Her dad came out with a baseball bat, and boy, did we run.
Or you end up having the bad girl that's at your house. That then wants to sneak out to go see the guy she likes. So it won't be your daughter, but it'll be another girl.
It better not be my
daughter. There's always one girl.
Oh, it's always one.
So that was the big, it was great.
That was a great party. It sounds like it.
It was no stress. I was underprepared with the food. But other than that, it was great.
Don't get terribly excited, Jen. That was a bundt cake.
I don't get it.
All right.
He wanted to add a, never mind.
Let's go. Here we go.
All right. Yeah, we got to talk about this in a minute, Al. My condolences.
I'm sorry, Al.
Yeah. That's hard out there for a big Al Mac.
I need to play Beat the Bank or something.
Okay. Well, you don't get to play this time around, Al.
All right.
This time, it's all about you, Tori. How are you doing?
Woo! I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing awesome.
Tori.
I love that you're excited.
I am so excited.
What are you up to this morning?
I'm on my way to work. I had to pull over in a gas station because I was just shaking. I'm so excited.
Well, great.
I don't know why, but I picture you being a teacher.
Actually, no. I'm a human resources manager.
Okay. Mm,
that's what I was picturing.
You have a great laugh.
Oh, thanks.
Do you laugh like that when you fire people?
No.
Todd, we're going to have to let you go.
Todd. Oh, y'all are terrible.
Hey, if I'm going to be let go, I want to be let go by her.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm in a good mood when I'm on the way to the
unemployment. Was I just fired?
Yeah.
It wasn't so bad.
You know, Tori fired me, so I'm all good about that.
I love you, Tori.
Are you married, Tori?
I am. I've been married for 12 years, and I have a daughter.
Look at that.
In sixth grade.
All right.
Oh, do the boys try to sneak over at those parties yet?
No, not
yet. Okay, good.
Not yet.
So not at in sixth grade.
Right.
All right, so now you know, Kelly, in the future, how it's going to go down.
Okay.
All right, Tori, here's how we play Beat the Bank. You're going to step into the bank vault with the banker. He's going to throw dollar amounts your way. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go, which could be $1,000. You still have to yell stop if he says that, because if you don't and that vault closes on you, Tori, you get nothing, okay?
I know. Big Al, how are you feeling?
Tori, despite your bubbly personality, I'm not getting a very good vibe this morning from the banker.
Really?
I'm not getting... I could be totally wrong, but sometimes I just feel like it's not going very far, and that is what I feel today. But you use your own judgment, okay?
Let's change those feelings. Let's do this.
All right, look at that positivity from Tori.
Love it. Love
all right, Tori, let's see how much money you win when we play
Beat the Bank!
$140, $180, $260, $390, $440, $470, 530.
Stop.
Stop. Woo! You and Big Al Mack were in sync right there. Big Al had written down $540. You won $530 for
there
yourself.
You go. There you
was
go.
Was it just
girl.
Going too fast for you?
It,
was just,
it was.
Yeah.
I hear you.
I was nervous and yeah. I was scared that it was going to shut. So. Oh.
Yeah. The banker, it feels like he has a trick up his sleeve.
Going so fast.
All right, Tori. Well, you got $530. That's all yours to keep. What are you going to do with that?
Well, Christmas is right around the corner, so it I'm is. Sure I can put good use to it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
excited.
Especially with a sixth grader. What's she want for Christmas?
You know, she hasn't said much. We had a windstorm a couple months ago, and her trampoline flew into our house.
Ooh.
So she would like to have a new trampoline, but I'm not sure if we'll have that happen again.
Yeah. Can you bolt that thing down?
I think so. There's ways.
We did. We had it staked down.
I guess the wind
just took off.
Yeah, the wind's strong enough.
It's a big tent, basically. So
yeah.
Do you and your husband get out there and do backflips and stuff?
No.
Not anymore.
Yeah, we're past that. All right, just for fun, Tori, we want to see how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
710.
Oh, big job.
780.
Oh, still going.
830.
Boy.
1,000.
Oh, there you go.
Man, that's okay. That is it's okay.
Oh, boy. I feel like I cost you some money there, gun girl.
Shame.
Yep.
Shame.
Yep.
Shame.
That's our first shame bell of the day.
You still got $530, though, girl.
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right, Tori. Thank you so much for calling us this morning.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Hold on first. We'll get you all set up. Boom. We'll play again in less than an hour.
Okay.
In fact, 50 minutes away, we'll call out three more names. And we got to get into what happened with Big Al Mack.
There are a couple of little items.
Why his heart is broken.
A couple of little items, yep.
His heart is so broken, he has to rap about it.
75-inch heart.
Oh, man.
75-inch heart. We'll get into it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Congratulations to Tori, who just won $530 with Beat the Bank.
Hey, Tori.
But the banker was tricky. He did go up to 1,000. I mean, that's just up to you. How long can you last in there?
Yeah.
I was a little off.
It gets pretty tense.
Very off.
Distracted.
Yeah, very off today.
From the text, Jill wrote us and said, "We would love to hear some more of Alan's Halloween jokes. My husband and daughter will find them hilarious, Kelly."
Oh, cool.
See? Maybe Alan can hook it up with more of his jokes.
Kids weren't feeling it. My mom was.
But I bet little kids.
Thank you, Mrs. Raspberry. Thank you, Mrs. Raspberry.
Aww.
That was the
kids acting all too cool for school.
Hello, I'm Alan.
We know they were funny. And Big Al Mack dealing with some heartbreak.
Yeah.
It finally happened?
No, not that.
Oh, not that heartbreak, Joe.
I'm sorry.
This is worse?
Way deeper.
Yeah.
Dr. X. Girl.
No. So yesterday, one of my guys says, "Hey, I need to talk to you for a second." All right. Nothing good ever comes after. Can I talk to you for a second?
Not at the gas station.
End up giving money.
I don't care where you are.
You got to spend money when you hear that.
Usually at the gas station or convenience store, but when you're at your own restaurant, like I was, and one of my employees said, "Hey, I need to talk to you for a second."
Even when your wife asks you to,
nothing good comes after. Can I talk to you for a second? Yeah. I'm telling you. Hey, can I talk to you for a second?
Right.
It's never good. So I go over to him, and he's looking at the TV. He said, "You see that?" And I'm looking at the TV, and I'm like, "Wow, well, there's a couple of lines down the middle of the TV."
Yeah.
A few lines, maybe 10.
Now, is this one of your crappy old TVs that you bought the bar with?
No. This 10? Is a brand new, when I say brand new, I bought at the beginning of football season, 75-inch TV.
Okay.
I try, and if there's an old TV that needs replacing, it's a good time to do it right before football season starts. 75-inch TV.
Gorgeous.
That sounds beautiful.
Hanging on the wall.
Let's take a moment to just picture that TV.
What's her name?
Yeah. Luann. So I look at Luann, and Luann's got lines not only going up and down, that would be vertical, also horizontally across.
You can play tic-tac-toe on it?
Just about. I'm like, wow, that's weird. It's a brand new TV. Wasn't doing that yesterday. Goes, take a close look at it. I looked at it, and like right at the intersection of these lines, there was a dot, like smaller than a penny, and then a spider web, like out from it.
I'd be like, man, stop playing games. What happened?
Somebody shot it. Somebody hit it.
Looks like they punched it.
I don't know. I do not know. And I looked at the cameras, and cause I have like 20 cameras, but the cameras aren't really focused on the TVs. They're focused on the people.
Look at that with 20 cameras.
So I got to buy a new TV. It's the first day of the World Series today. And
this is your centerpiece,
one,
right?
One of them. No, it's not, you know, but it's just a matter. It's the big TV.
Who punches a TV?
I don't know.
They can't even defend themselves.
People could fall into it maybe if they're inebriated.
Could it have been something as simple as like an ice, someone throwing a piece of ice hard?
I don't know. It could have been anything, I guess. But it's just.
Could be an act of sabotage.
Yeah. Could be. I could be the enemy.
Could be one of your employees.
Could be.
Working undercover.
But Saturday morning, this is kind of funny. Saturday morning, I'm sitting on the patio.
Yeah.
And this car pulls up. It's Benz. I'm like, wow, okay. It's 10 o'clock. I'm not even open yet. So I'm sitting there on one of the picnic tables, patio tables, and this white guy pulls a sport jacket, beard, kind of distinguished looking, right? He goes, mm-hmm. Hey, you work here? I said, yes, sir, I do. I'm the owner. He goes, well, nice to meet you. My name is Gary. Hi, Gary. It's my wife and I on the anniversary. I heard you guys get pretty busy here. I'm a Texas alumni, University of Texas, and we wanted to watch the game. You get busy here? I said, yeah, we get pretty busy. We have the University of Alabama that come here, their alumni. University of Ohio State, they come here. So he pulls out a knot. Would I say a knot?
Yeah.
A knot of money.
Like, so he's rich?
Like a knot.
Like 100 money. With a bunch of ones inside?
Undies. Homeboy pulls off a C-note, hands it to me. Hey, can you reserve me a table? I said, I absolutely can, sir.
Yeah.
So pulls out this knot, gives me $100. I'll slip it right in my pocket. I go right inside. I get me a little piece of paper, put Mr. Gary's name on it, put a reserve sign on it, right there. He said, I won't get here until like halftime of the game, Texas game. I said, no problem. This is your table,
you
sir.
Paid for it.
No matter how many people are in here, this is your table. Homeboy comes back halftime of the Texas game. He's sitting there. I left. I came back. He's the only one in the bar. He gave me a because the Texas game, the other games were like at 2 and 6. And he came for the 11 o'clock game. And
you felt so bad you gave him his money back.
I poured him two of the best mimosas he had ever had in his life. I said, these are compliments of the house. Happy anniversary. This must be your lovely wife. He said, it sure is. Thank you for taking very good care of us. I said, you're so welcome, sir.
Mm. Did you tell him, I reserved the entire bar for you, sir.
That's what I did. That might be the
so bar business is good.
Yeah,
you're empty on a Saturday.
It was 11:30, so we did get busy later on. That might be the guy that cracked my TV. Got me so mad at me.
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't do that. He was visiting from out of town. He was very happy.
You kept 100?
He was like, yeah, I kept 100.
This guy.
I kept 100.
You kept 100 out.
Kept 100 and your TV got busted in the same week. Hmm.
Yeah.
You know, there's karma and stuff.
It's like $1,900 law. I'm still under $1,900.
Yeah. We have a caller on the phone, I'm being told.
Okay.
Gabriella.
Yes.
How you doing this morning?
What's up, Gab?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing awesome. Do you have a question for the show?
Yeah. Okay. So my boyfriend decided to let me know 2 weeks out that he no longer wants to go to the Adele concert with me. And I bought these tickets when they went on pre-sale a year ago.
Oh,
so I was like, okay, gosh, Hopi. And my best friend, we work together, and so she can't get off.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, well, the next best person would probably be part-time Justin.
Aww.
Absolutely. I will.
He's a great day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here he comes. Dude. Let's turn on.
Hello?
Yeah, I mean, Gabriella, he's getting booked up,
Gabriella.
You guys.
Gabriella.
He's got a wedding this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
He's got.
For real? You would like to take me?
Yeah.
I'm there. Oh my God, I don't even know you, but I would love to go with you. That's so exciting. I love Adele so much. We could go. I could pick you up. You could pick me up. We go out to eat. We could get tattoos. We could get shirts. Oh my gosh, it's going to be so much fun.
Tattoos and shirts. Wow. Calm down. Wow.
When is it?
It's next
it
week.
It is November 1st. It's her first show here.
Oh, man. You're back-to-back booked up weekends.
That's Adele. You know how hard those tickets are to get?
I would imagine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Gabriella knows.
Gabriella, yeah. for real's me?
Yes.
Oh, I would love to.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Okay,
I think we have a date.
Yeah. You didn't want to ask. You didn't want to ask Kelly Raspberry?
I'm going the next night. I'm going the second night.
Yeah.
Two nights.
Kelly just likes being invited.
I do like being invited, but Justin's a much more fun day than would be.
Yeah. Kelly just wants to say,
date. No.
I'm so happy right now. My legs are shaking.
All right.
What's your favorite song, Gabriella?
What's your favorite song?
It's actually not one that was released. It's off her 21 album. Oh, okay. It's called You Won't Go.
No, she sings the old songs there too, though, so that's fine.
Yeah. At the Adele show, I'm guessing you're going to spend most of your time sitting, right? I mean, she's got a couple fast songs, but it's not like a, hey, get your hands up, throw your hands in the air. It's more like a sit down, chill, and listen.
She pulled people up on stage who were dancing, remember?
Yeah.
Justin, that's your mission.
Justin and Gabriella, your mission is to get on stage with Adele.
Yes.
Where are your seats?
Justin didn't even ask where the
I would
seats
love
are.
To
I know.
I don't even know where the seats are. I don't care. I'm going to go see it, though.
That's cool. Don't you hate people when you tell them, hey, I want to take you somewhere, and they ask where the seats are before they answer?
I don't care. I hate people that do it, but I do it.
I love when people say, will you go to the show with me? These are where the seats are.
Yeah.
That's your obligation.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's not the seat. It's just being there with someone who wants to be with me and then seeing Adele up there seeing me.
Kid Craig, good morning, show.
Hey, Big Al, man. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Doc?
It's your boy, JC.
Hey, JC, what's happening, man?
Hey, dude, the NBA season's kicking off, and I got some tickets. You want
to
come?
Sweet, I would love to, man.
Yeah.
Oh, where are the seats?
Huh?
Where are the seats?
Oh, they're pretty good, man.
Now, do you know what section it is? I'm going to Google it right quick. I'm going to Google map it.
They're in the 300 section.
300?
Yeah, but it's the opening game, man.
What are they playing?
They're playing, I think, Charlotte.
Charlotte?
Yeah.
300 section?
Uh-huh.
Nah, dog, I got to get up early in the morning. What day of the week is the game on?
It's on a Saturday.
Oh, no, I got to get up and go to church the next morning, man. I really don't need to go.
But I don't have anybody to go with.
Call Justin. Part-time Justin would love to go.
All right, dog.
All right, man.
You sure I'll pick up at 7?
Call me back if you get something in the 100s or maybe on the floor.
Oh, okay.
All right. Later, man. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
That's how it goes.
No.
No, that's exactly how it goes with guys. But where are the seats, Gabriella?
Yes.
Gabriella?
Yes.
What? Where are the seats?
They're not way in the back, and I mean they're not like floor seats.
Okay,
that's still fine.
We'll take them, or Justin will take them.
I love that's my favorite place. Not way in the back, and not too close to the front either.
Your favorite place is free.
That's the best section to be in.
That's a great description right there, Gabriella. Hey. You guys are going to have a blast, Gabriella.
Well, hold on, Gabriella. Let's get all your info, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hold on for
us. We're going to have so much fun.
Dude, you're becoming a professional date for me.
I am. I'm just going on dates with everyone.
Like an escort.
Perfect.
I am being an escort.
That's okay, because Christmas parties are coming up. A lot of people need a date for the Christmas party. You could maybe be available during the holiday season.
Yeah.
You have lovely Christmas sweaters, I'm sure.
I could do that. Make some side cash from
there. Oh, for sure. Not this time, because Gabriella spent money on the ticket.
But just as friends, though. We're just going
to
go.
You will have to buy her a couple drinks.
No, he doesn't do that.
Oh, he doesn't?
I went to a concert with him.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't buy drinks? But he drinks.
We'll sneak in a flask.
We'll have George slip you a couple bucks so you can afford to buy Gabriella a couple drinks.
There we
go.
All right. Ask a dad for money.
Beat the Bank's coming up in 30 minutes, but coming up next. Now I just want to know. We got a cool new band alert. We call this Music That Makes You Cooler.
All right.
Live edition. The name of this band is Friendship. Different spelling. I believe there's no I and no D.
It's F-R-E-N.
Friendship.
Friendship.
We'll meet these guys, get to know them, and have them play some songs for us next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we've moved on over to the Metro PCS Music Lounge for a cool new band alert. Friendship.
Oh. No D.
No D. You guys spell it without the...
A couple letters. Yeah, you guys didn't finish school, though, right?
No I.
Yeah.
No.
That's right. First no I, yeah.
And no D.
D.
Yeah.
Why no I, no D? Some other bands had it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Googling it's a problem, because if you know how to spell friendship, you're like, I can't find it.
Yeah, and Google's so condescending, you know that.
Yeah, right.
Didn't you mean...
The goal is to get so famous that Google... corrects real friendship to your spelling of friendship.
That's the goal.
And you guys do have that going on, because if you're on Spotify, I'm sure you've heard of these guys, because they've had over 200 million plays on there, or streams.
200 million. Wrap your brain around that.
Our moms have been busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Players. Yeah.
How long have you guys been together? James and Brent, you guys started the group.
Yeah, we're going on four...
January.
Four sweet years.
Yeah.
And you're an overnight success.
In 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah. And how'd you guys meet?
Selling spandex?
Yeah. At Lululemon, to be exact.
Really?
Yeah. You really were selling spandex?
100%.
Yeah. Did you guys work there when they were see-through?
Yeah.
We had to do the test of, I'm serious. You have to go through, 1,000 pants of
us basically watching.
So who wore them, James? You wore them, and Brett was looking at your butt.
There's footage. There's footage deep in the archives of of all this. But
yeah, did you guys meet anybody at Lululemon? Any celebrities come in there?
We were like in the heart of that.
Yeah, kind of.
We were in
yeah.
Brentwood, right in.
Cool.
So,
Josh. We were the Hollywood Lululemon.
Yeah, like Josh Duhamel came in all the time, and Renee Zellweger and
Clay Matthews' mom.
Yeah,
even, football player Clay.
Yeah,
that's still cool though.
And we were right next door to like one of those Tracy Anderson like fitness things that Gwyneth Paltrow owned, so it was like just a hub of a lot of.
Yeah, but it has to be hard to tell women your butt looks great in those all day long when it doesn't.
It's not that hard. No. Yeah, it's pretty easy.
It's very easy job.
No,
we were pretty honest, I think,
because. Most of them are coming in trying on like the twos. And
yeah, nobody's really a two.
It's so true. No, I know what you're saying.
No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That Lulu, that's small.
It's a fake size.
It's a fake size. Yes. Please don't air that. Yeah.
No, because you're right. No, you speak
too late.
Oh, you don't work for him anymore. What do you care?
Yeah.
That's great.
Are you guys big worker outers?
Usually.
We have been in the past. Yeah.
Yoga?
Yeah.
Can you touch your toes and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good.
Well, it is.
Touching your toes nowadays is
a big deal. Yeah, I can't get into that bind. I'm almost there. I can't get into that, like, reaching under the leg, behind the back stuff.
Right.
Oh. No.
How'd you guys figure out that you guys were both doing music? You guys started chatting about spandex and then...
naturally a transition.
I love your butt. You play drums?
Yeah, perfect.
We worked with a bunch of women, and women like to talk. And so they told us about each other. We were kind of like the only two dudes working there. And so we were just kind of like, not being cool probably at first. And then like, oh, you need to work with James. He plays music. And I'm like, oh.
Vice versa, kind of. We actually didn't like each other's stuff at first.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I heard it, and I was kind of like, I'm all right. And then kind of the same with me. And then we just became friends first and got pretty drunk for a while together and had some long evenings out. And then eventually we're like, all right, let's stop this. And then we tried a song. It was pretty good. So
4 years later, you guys have 200 million streams.
Yeah.
With Capsize.
Yeah.
I watched the video too. How'd you find two dancers that could dance on water?
Oh, gosh, JC.
What?
We went to a church. My girlfriend's a dancer, and so these were.
That's
like,
your girlfriend in the video?
No, I wouldn't let her be in it.
Dude, I was like, did you punch him after?
So it was just a couple of her friends, and
yeah, it was a beautiful video.
Thought they did it.
It's called interpretive dance.
Yeah, that's my favorite dance they do on Dancing with the Stars.
Why wouldn't you let your girlfriend be in the video?
Because of the kiss.
Yeah.
Did they really kiss?
It was more. I kind of asked her originally, and she was like, "No, I just don't want to like get in the way." And then it was. I don't know. Then she it started becoming a cool video, and she's like, "Oh man, that kind of would be fun."
It.
I was like, "No, you said you don't want to be in it."
It's cool that you actually have a relationship with a dancer because I've dated a few, but I've never like had a relationship.
Giving them kind of dancer.
She doesn't work at a gentleman's club.
Different kind of dancer.
Oh, it wasn't that kind of dancer.
No.
Oh my bad, man.
I don't know why.
She does interpretive. That's way different.
And a little piece of trivia that I read from the research that was done for us: that the voicemail at the very end is a legitimate voicemail left after you finish recording the song, behind that?
Yeah, it was actually Emily's grandma left her like a voicemail like congratulating her on graduating college, and she actually walked into the session with it and played it. It kind of sparked the whole thing, really.
We were all like
tearing up, crying, holding each other. It was really a touching moment,
She want royalties now, though?
Alex
grandma.
She's like, I closed out the song. I need some money, you guys.
Technically.
Well, we would love to hear you guys sing Capsize for us, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Give it up for friendship, everybody.
Up and out, I'm awake because it haunts me. That I never got to say what I wanted.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And not the same as I was with you. I would jump out my skin just to get you.
Oh my God, oh my God.
But how could you have ever known if I never let it show? Now I just wanna know. Oh,
Are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Drop tears in the morning. Give in to the lonely. Yeah, here comes the morning. Capsize, I'm first in the water. Too close to the bottom. I'm right back where I started. Said I'm fine. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
Is burned in my memory. Rubber left from the moment that you left me.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Three words to never come easy. Cause you're more than they ever could be.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
How could you have ever known if I never let it show? Now I just wanna know.
Yeah, I'm fine. Drop tears in the morning. Give in to the lonely. Yeah, here comes the morning. Capsize, I'm first in the water. Too close to the bottom. I'm right back where I started. Say I'm fine. Hey, 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 hey.
I know you guys are tired. We appreciate you guys coming on here.
Thanks so much for having us. Yeah.
The EP is called Truce. You can get that. It's available now. And you can get Capsize as well. Stream it. Keep streaming it. I mean, Spotify got it for you.
Follow them on social media. You need to build up your numbers.
Yeah, let's get them up.
Yeah.
Friendship. FRENship.
Yeah, we're so bad at social media and we're always being harped on to like be better at it. Yeah. So
go find another intern to do that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
you post some soccer videos. Show off your skills.
Yeah, people
love that.
And you guys have a website that we can check out to see where you guys are going on tour?
Yeah, just wearefriendship.com.
Pooh.
That's it. Yeah.
That's your social media too. We are Friendship.
Correct. We are Friendship.
Yes.
Twitter and Instagram. Everybody give it up for Friendship.
Yeah.
Hey.
Thank you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, it's time for round two. We've been handed three names right here in our hands.
Mm-hmm.
We have the potential player for this round of Beat the Bank. Big Al Mack, do you have those three names?
I do indeed.
All right.
Jessica Shirley, Heather Mitchell, and Chris Gutierrez. Chris Gutierrez, Heather Mitchell, and Jessica Shirley. Your 10 minutes starts right now. The number is 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And if they don't call back, hey, it's open for everybody.
Yeah, they have 10 minutes to call us back.
Yep.
In order to do so. If you missed it, if you came in late last break, the band that was in the studio.
Now I just wanna know.
Their Friendship. We'll have the full interview up at kidnation.com and the performances. It sounded great. Trey, yeah, the live version, Trey. It sounded great live. No, that was more of a rock. That's more rock and roll for you right there.
Yeah, I'm fine.
There you go.
Drop tears in the morning. Give in to the lonely. Yeah, here comes the morning.
And we're bringing you a bunch of new bands because I got good talents out there.
It's cool to actually have talented folks before they they make it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, then you can say, I heard them over there before they were even national or whatever. They were mega huge.
And we're excited about the one tomorrow, 8:30 Central. We will have a fella by the name of Rabel. He has a song called 11 Blocks. So he is really good friends with Kesha. Mm-hmm. He's been writing music for a while, and he stopped by yesterday. You know, we stayed after the show, and he came in to play us the songs. And he is hilarious, first of all.
I'm telling you, this dude could do stand-up.
He could probably do stand-up. And when you hear him talk compared to when you hear him sing, it's like two completely different persons. Mm-hmm. Oh, people, I mean. And he played us a song that he hasn't even, I guess, recorded or anything. He just literally wrote it. And it's so good. It's called Hurts Like Hell.
And I'm out here trying to love somebody. And I tell myself I'm doing well. But every time I think about you, oh, it still hurts like hell, yeah.
It's cool when you get the artist in the studio and they're singing the songs that they wrote.
It's real song.
Through pain.
Real emotions.
Yeah, no, with no production, just him and that keyboard, and he's so good.
He was so cool.
He was crying.
His name's Rabel.
Woodstock socks.
Yeah, did you see those?
Yeah.
He's wearing little Snoopy Peanuts Woodstock.
He's got cool hair. Socks. He's got Harry Styles type tattoos. Just little tattoos.
Scribbles
mm-hmm. all over the place. We talk about that with him tomorrow. His name's Rabel, if you want to look him up now, and then we'll have the interview for you tomorrow, 8:30 Central.
Speaking of Woodstock, Kelly, I just heard, I think the Snoopy blimp is for sale.
Really?
Well, where would you put it? Because I know you're going to buy it.
I'm not sure if it's for sale, but the insurance company, I think it's MetLife, whoever it is, they decided to not use that as their marketing scheme anymore, marketing campaign.
So MetLife?
Yeah. So the Snoopy blimp is no longer going to be available. It may be for sale, but not. It won't be flying around for them.
Yeah.
So if we need a show blimp.
I don't know, man. Those blimps scare me.
Why?
I don't know.
They go really slow.
I know they go really slow, but I
could drive that.
I feel like those crash way more often than any other things that fly.
Really?
So let's say you have a blimp crash.
I don't know.
I mean, except for the one, the obvious.
Yeah.
Which is called?
The Hindenburger.
Hindenburg.
Yeah. And that was very fiery.
Well, it's gas in there.
Very, very, very bad crash.
They don't crash often, but when they do, it's probably not going to be very good.
And you mentioned it. It's very slow. So that's got to be the slowest crash of all time, making it even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
You know?
You're holding your knees.
Yeah. At least the plane, it's
tucked down and just waiting.
Well, this what about the Titanic? That was probably a slow crash.
Yeah, it was.
It was a slow leak.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that scene in Titanic where that old couple was spooning in the bed.
The old people?
The water I just lost it at that scene. Remember that scene?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The guy's spooning in the violin.
There was nowhere for them to go, so they just went back to their cabin and they got in the bed together and they were spooning, and he was the big spoon and she was the little spoon as the water was rising up around them. Horrible. I hate that movie so much. It made me cry.
That movie made me a mess. I took my friends that Friday it came out. I remember being so excited about it, and we went, and there were so many people from my school there. I was
sobbing.
Oh, my gosh. I was
gross. And
then
she throws the stupid necklace in the water at the end. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what an idiot.
What are you doing?
Gross. I like the band. The band that just wouldn't give up playing.
Yeah.
Because that's where
that's
I would be.
That's what does it.
I'd be singing karaoke somewhere. Like, buy me
you
a boat.
You go down with the ship.
And I'd just keep singing.
And we've told you on the show before that Rose is a villain in the movie. They try to mask her like she's the golden girl.
I don't like that.
She's the villain.
Jack said never let go. What
he
she
was
did?
Dead.
Let go.
She didn't share
he
the dang board. There's been scientific studies proving that he could have fit on that board with her. And the cuddling.
Never let go.
He chose not to get on the board with her, if you remember that.
And the body heat that would have helped him.
He chose not to get on the board.
I'll never let go, Jack. I'll never let go.
I think he was going to die. I'm not mad at that.
I am.
About she didn't share the board. I'm mad that she pushed him into the water.
She didn't. She had to let go of his fingers so she could be rescued.
Bye, Felicia. That's what she said.
She wouldn't let go.
Awful.
Yeah, Bye, Felicia didn't start with Friday. It was on Titanic.
I bet we're the only morning show in America talking about Titanic.
Pete the Bang. Pete the Bang. Just got a text from my boy Gavin. Wondering why we don't have him. Pete the Bang. Pete the Bang.
Yeah, oh, really?
No, well, I was wondering. Not he was wondering. But he didn't get in town in time. Apparently, Gavin DeGraw's in town for a show tonight.
Yeah.
I'm like,
why aren't you here?
I said, you coming by? He said, I'd love to, but I don't know if that's been scheduled.
Oh.
Come on. And apparently, I did talk to producer. I did talk to White Cheddar early in the week, and it just didn't work out.
But you still wanted to send a text and put that carrot in front of Gavin?
Yeah.
Not a bad move.
I don't. Why don't you go out to the venue and interview your friend?
We'll probably have a beer. He comes by the bar when he comes to
town. Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You could do a Beers with Gavin interview.
Yeah. I like that.
Will it just be you two in the bar?
Possibly. No, it's Turtle Tuesday. We'll probably have a little crowd.
Oh, okay. So five.
Yeah.
Turtle Tuesday strong. All right, let's meet on contestant. Chris Gutierrez.
What's up?
Hey.
What's up, my man?
What's going on, people?
Shout out,
brother.
What's going on this morning? What are you up to?
Nothing. I'm at work right now, and I got a text from my fiance. My mom said they just called my name, and
What do you do? What do you do, Chris?
I'm a welder.
My man.
Oh man, I need your services.
Yeah, Jenna backed into her gate.
I backed into my driveway gate. You think you can help me with that?
Are you a freelance welder?
No, I work for a company right now, like welding tanks and stuff for the oil field.
Oh,
in West Texas.
Yeah, what about a little minor welding moonlighting gig? Cash.
Yeah, I mean, I can if you need it.
Yeah,
yeah she needs it.
I do need it.
Awesome.
you got one of those cool masks or what, welding helmet?
Yes, sir. If I didn't, I'd probably blind my eyes.
Those are necessary.
Cool man tools right there.
Would your fiance trust you being home alone with Jenna?
With a torch?
Guys, I'm not like on the prowl. I'm not going to try and take a married man. I really would like his services, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Rent a welder.
Jenna says she's not married yet.
Yeah. No, I have a gate I don't want to replace. I want to see if he can just weld a couple pieces.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
For the right price.
He didn't sound that into it. Let's give him money first.
See, because he wants to stay with his fiance.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Stop. I need this.
Y'all are going to get me in trouble.
Yeah.
No, we got your back, buddy.
We got you, Chris.
You're ruining it.
Yeah.
We got you, Chris. Yeah.
We're doing what's best for you, sir. That's what we're doing. All right,
I hate
Chris.
You right now, JC.
Here is the lovely Jenna, who needs her gate fixed, to tell you how Beat the Bank works.
All right, Chris, we're going to throw you in that vault. The banker's going to yell dollar amount steadily increasing, and we don't know how high he's going to go. He went to 1,000 the last round. He could go there again. Maybe not. You just got to decide when you think, oh, he's gone pretty high. This might be it, and yell stop. And if you don't yell stop before that vault door closes, you get nothing. But I could give you a little something if you get nothing. I mean,
whoa!
Like, I mean, cash. I'm going to pay you cash to weld my driveway gate. Stop. You guys know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, it's a win-win for you today.
Whoa. Oh, Jenna.
All right, I give up. Let's just give him some money. Gosh. You've ruined any chance of a relationship I have, and now you're even ruining just a little project I need done.
Aren't all men projects, though? Don't you all look at us all like
that? We can all be fixed.
Yep. My driveway gate's smiling. I want to fix it. I want to make it straight again.
All right.
All right.
Your gate's good.
All right. Here we go, Chris. How are you feeling, Big Al Mac, by the way?
He's a welder. I'm feeling hot.
Oh, my God. What? You guys are crazy this morning. Both of you.
All right. Big Al's feeling hot.
Hot. Come on.
All right, Chris, let's see how much money you win. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$1,000.
110, 150, 270, 400, 520.
Stop.
Boom.
Oh, hey.
Okay.
$520.
Put that torch out. It's $520.
Yeah.
What are you gonna? What are you? What is your fiance gonna do with $520, Chris?
Well, it's actually her birthday, so we'll see.
Did you say it's her birthday today?
Yes, sir.
All right. Oh, happy, nice. What's her name?
Ariana.
Happy birthday, Ariana.
That would have been hilarious if her name was Jenna too.
Oh my gosh, stop. Well, Chris, you know, I could probably end up doubling that to Whoa. Fix my gate. And that's probably what it's going to cost.
Nah.
How much does it cost to probably fix a gate, Chris?
Like, how?
I think I've seen a picture of it. I think like maybe three or four of the.
Three are bent.
Rod iron.
Three are
deals.
Now U shaped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to.
It really wouldn't be that much.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
You have all the parts?
Yes.
Yeah, she's got all this parts.
Y'all can work this out off the air.
Well, how often have we had a welder on the show?
We don't have that.
I know. It's perfect. I was thinking about this yesterday.
It's like it's meant to be.
Actually, we're number one with
I've had people space. Snap me, and then I'm like, I don't want to bring a random Snapchatter over. But now he seems like a nice guy, and we have it on record.
Yeah. All right, Chris. Well, we'll get your number, and we'll get you all set up with your money. But just for fun, you got $520. We want to see how high it would have gone, okay?
All right.
Whoa.
That's how you play right
That's
there, bro.
Crazy.
Dang.
Well, just do it with gas.
See, that was a great play because he was going fast, makes you feel like he's going to go all the way to 1,000. And yep. Chris said, nah, man, I
Good
know
move.
His tricks. I'm a welder.
Yeah.
I know how to do this. Hey, Chris, congratulations on the fiance. Good luck with the wedding and enjoy the $520, okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, my man. Hold on for us. We'll get you set up. We'll play again tomorrow. Same time, 6:50, 7:50.
Sounds good.
Central. Jenna, all of a sudden, a bunch of dudes are letting us know that they are, in fact, welders.
I don't trust some of you. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't trust some of you.
I trust all of our listeners.
Jenna,
show up at their house with a blowtorch.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a guy send me a nude picture with the welding glasses on.
Yes, see?
No joke. You guys are wrong. I can't even open my Snapchats anymore.
How many dudes are going on YouTube right now trying to learn how to weld?
Right.
Yeah.
No, but seriously.
So what's your Snapchat name again?
The Lion Face.
The Lion Face.
Or maybe it's just Lion Face. I don't know.
The Lion Face.
Blowtorch is welcome.
Blowtorches are welcome.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
At this time tomorrow morning, cool new artist alert. His name's Rebel. But my mind won't stop. It's just 11 blocks. I know that's your home. One of those people that come into our studio and you're like, man, this guy, he's got good. He's going to go places. This time, tomorrow morning, you'll get to meet Rebel. Really, really good friends with Kesha. He's in that circle of friends, and so you can tell Kesha's really good with her music. He's awesome.
He is.
He even plays a song for us that he hasn't even recorded yet called Hurts Like Hell, and you could feel the pain. Real quick, before Tinder Tuesday gets going, in honor of Emma Kelly receiving her beautiful gift from Tommy Jean.
C-O-R-N.
Bag.
C-O-R-N.
What a coincidence, right?
Bag. So how'd you guys get that corn bag yesterday?
Tommy Jean just got an embroidery machine.
Uh-huh.
And
you have the banjo.
I knew they that's why is there a banjo for embroidery machine?
I don't know.
But you know, they had the hurricane and everything, and she lives in Timmonsville, which is in Florence County, which was hit very hard.
Yeah.
I mean, the flooding was really bad there and our audience there. Hey everybody.
Hey.
So anyway, she said, "I'm so sorry I'm late getting Emma Kelly's gift in the mail. We've been flooded." So I didn't know what to expect. I thought it was going to be an embroidered something. But yesterday we were just talking about Tommy Jean's corn bags. She sent her an embroidered corn bag.
With corn in it and everything?
Yes.
What?
Like, you've got to be kidding. We were just talking about
Shut
this.
Up.
And you that's what she got in the mail.
You put that in the microwave and put it...
Put it in the microwave for a couple minutes and
so
you can use
like
it...
like a frozen corn bag.
No, it's hot. You heat it.
Yeah.
It's for warmth. It's like a heating pad. So like if you're
it
cold...
It doesn't make popcorn?
No.
No, because it's not the... It's not
it doesn't
the,
pop.
Yeah.
You put it in like the foot, you can put it in the foot of your bed, like we were talking about the lady yesterday who is potentially risking her life by sleeping with a hairdryer on.
Yeah.
You heat the corn bag and put it at the foot of the bed. It keeps your toes warm. Or if you have a sore muscle, you can heat it and put it on your muscle.
Does that work with any vegetable? Like beans or peas?
I've heard people use rice, but they say that rice starts smelling if you keep using it, so you got to change it out.
Corn smells nice and buttery, and it smells good. So anyway, that's she sent an embroidered corn bag, of all things. I have no idea.
That'd be pretty fun to put a kernel into that wood pop like popcorn. Yeah. So you get a couple pops in there.
Corn has so many uses.
Yeah.
You can warm your toes or put it in your gas tank. I mean, seriously.
You can put it?
Well, not the raw corn, but I'm just saying
put that out there.
Yeah, you make stuff out of corn.
There you go.
Take that with you, everybody. You make stuff out of corn.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah, like tortillas.
Yeah. Tortillas.
You make stuff out of corn.
Love me tender. Love me sweet.
Yep. Joining us in studio, straight out of the phone screening room. Elena Davies, the selfie queen.
Hello.
What's up?
How many welders called in to help struggling Jenna?
So many.
Really? Did you get their numbers?
I got them all. You're set.
I don't need Tinder.
Yeah.
No.
I just need the phone.
You just solicit yourself on a nationally syndicated radio show.
Yeah.
All you need is welders.
So anyways, while I'm here and have this platform.
What's up, Elena?
Call me.
Yeah.
Still single, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's fine, though. I'm fine. We're fine.
I think
it's
your fault that you're single,
I think
honestly.
It is, too.
Why, Kelly?
She has many opportunities out there, and obviously she's not taking advantage of them.
Why are you squandering them?
I don't know.
What's your problem?
There's something wrong with me. I need help.
Jen will give you a leftover weld.
I'll take leftovers. That's cool. At least they've got a job.
Got
and
a job, yeah.
Sure. It could be worse.
You go out a lot.
I do go out a lot.
So you have ample opportunity to meet new crops of men.
But do you want to meet a guy in a bar?
Why not?
Yeah, a lot of girls have met.
I don't know.
Yes,
you do.
That's how I
met my girlfriend.
That is true.
You can meet them anywhere.
Anywhere. I know social media is bigger than ever. I mean, I have friends that are dating guys that they met on Instagram. And, you know, it's crazy where you can meet guys. I guess I could be open to it. I could probably do better, be better.
Are you too picky?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm truly terrified of dating.
You used to go on a lot of dates, didn't you? I thought.
No, she was with the same guy for years.
Yeah, she had a boyfriend forever.
Yeah, that didn't work out for me. But I think just the first initial part of dating is kind of weird. And I'm really good at the beginning to talk, like kind of being flirty and funny and sassy. And then the second it gets really serious and they want to meet me in person, I'm like, I have to shave my arms. Bye.
You have fear of missing.
Intimacy.
Yeah.
Fear of intimacy. Yeah, I'm the opposite. I hate the beginning stages. I just want to jump to like, okay.
Well, once you're already... just
Jenna's on fire today.
Stuff and go straight. Yeah. No, I mean, once you're already comfortable with someone, sure, that's normal. I think I've just never needed to have a normal dating relationship. I mean, I met a guy in junior high, essentially, and knew who he was. You get to know him growing up a little bit. So when it's time to date and be together, it's not like I'm having to go on a first date. So it can be awkward and weird. And I probably
It can be fun.
I probably don't have the right mindset about it. It really is essentially just meeting another human being and seeing if you like being around them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like convinced that if I go on a date with someone, they'll want to marry me and then we'll have to marry them. I'll be forced.
If I agree
to a date, I'm also agreeing to marriage.
Okay, we need some therapy.
Yes.
Yeah. Very red flag right there.
You need to call into Kelly.
So, anyways, my love letter to Kelly will be featured tomorrow.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Love letter to Kelly tomorrow.
I can help you.
Yeah.
But,
yikes. How many guys were texting our text and going like, nope, delete?
Nope. But I mean, that also tells you that I'm not trying to get married right now. I just need to have a better mindset.
See, I think that's your mask because you are just really worried about getting hurt.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, getting hurt is not fun. I remember it very well. So
that's what it is.
I think I'm like afraid to like really open up to somebody probably. Guys, this is getting really deep.
It is getting deep.
Yeah, I'm about to cry. I'm not emotionally stable enough for this.
Wow. Well, tell us about the dating really world and like how we can help other people if you want.
But since I am the dating expert.
boy.
All right.
No, but I am really proud of Bumble. I like Bumble a lot. I do enjoy. I feel like there's a lot of good guys on there.
Like mine. That, on
yeah,
Bumble.
See, yeah. It Hello, does work, people. But Bumble is doing big things. So I told you guys not too long ago about how they're verifying users. So people that you think might not be real, you know, they've got a way to verify that they are the human they say they are.
No bots.
Mm. Exactly. You don't have to send a video to the guy.
Yeah.
No matter how much they beg.
I hated that.
You sent a video?
The one time I was about to go on a date with a guy I met on Bumble, he was like, "You're too like good literally to be true." The same day, he was like, "Oh, by the way, can you verify your identity?"
Yeah.
I go, "Well, that sounds clinical." And
maybe
I sent him a video and I said,
times.
"Yeah, I've been catfished."
Really? But like it's linked to my everything, social media.
You have to be going out of your way to convince someone you're not who you say you are at that stage.
Yeah, so I sent him a video of me on the stair climber and I said, "Hey, it's me. I'm not going to be able to go out tonight, but here I am." It ruined it. It was such a turnoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. But Bumble is it's doing something great. I love it. So we all hate the mirror selfies. I've complained about them 100 times on here. And they are enforcing some new photo rules on Bumble.
Oh, you mean taking a selfie in the mirror?
Yeah.
Photo rules?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And it's a little bit extensive what they're doing, but I kind of appreciate it.
I appreciate it, but that's not really their place. I read this list of rules because you sent, you know, and I saw them. And I thought the selfie in the mirror is cheesy.
It is.
And that.
But that's up to for a girl to decide.
It is. It is up.
It's another thing to say, okay, like another one of the rules which you're going to get to is you can't post just a picture of a child. I'm sorry to steal your thunder. A child by themselves. I get that. But to say you cannot post a selfie in the mirror.
Why not?
That's just, I mean, if that's a good thing like to do. It's stepping outside of
their. Yeah. It's
right.
A constitutional right to post boundaries. Whatever picture you want to post.
I do appreciate it probably because I see way more of that than you do with, you know, the guys that were in your age range are probably much more mature than the guys that are in mine that I'm swiping through. So I see things that are not just mirror selfies, but like extremely inappropriate mirror selfies.
Well, I get that. Yeah,
so
I get that
stuff
role.
Like that, having some boundaries there, I can respect.
Yeah.
So it's not all mirror selfies and it's not all like bathing suit pictures or kid pictures. They're just trying to enforce some rules. So if you're at the gym with a friend and you post a selfie in the mirror from the gym of you working out, that's more acceptable than being almost completely naked in the mirror in your bathroom.
They're saying it's okay if you're at a gym working out and you're sitting on a workout bench and you're showing I'm actually in
the
gym.
They specify mirror selfies.
You can take a mirror selfie there.
But if you're in your underwear at home.
You can't do a bathroom mirror selfie.
They're getting a little too
the gym selfie.
So they're like,
it's like, okay, this is getting a little bit too extreme.
It is very extreme.
This is a woman with too much power at Bumble.
Yeah.
That's what it is. What happens when women have too much power. Just take it, get crazy over here.
What other rules are there?
Well, the way that they're describing it is basically saying you wouldn't approach someone in a restaurant if they were standing there in their underwear. You wouldn't approach just a child in a restaurant. So they want to make it seem like whenever you're out in public actually talking to someone, meeting someone, this is how you would interact.
I'd approach somebody in their underwear at the restaurant. Like, why are you in your underwear?
Why are you in your underwear? why ain't you got no clothes on?
What about Halloween photos?
See, I think that there's a lot of blurred lines here. I mean, what's acceptable, what's not, who's the ruler of all the decision-making?
Yeah, and who's sitting there going through all
and
the profiles?
And who has all that time? I don't know. They don't really give any specifics with that. But some of the stuff I do appreciate just because I've seen, like, I've seen some very interesting things.
What's the interesting part in this study is they said some high percentage, if it's a mirror selfie, people tend to automatically swipe left.
Yeah, they said that
it's a high percentage. Mm-hmm. So just on
DB
that
factor.
Knowledge alone, stop doing the mirror selfies.
Got it.
But
they don't have
they
to tell you.
Tell me they're going to delete my picture if it's a nice. I honestly, have you ever tried to take a selfie just you and the camera? It's hard.
Yeah, if you want a full body.
And you can at least look in the mirror and you can kind of get where you. I can see where sometimes that's the only option.
Get a friend. When a guy has nothing but selfies, I think, do you not have anyone to take your photo?
But I get that they're saying a high percentage of the reason people swipe left is because it's a mirror selfie. That doesn't mean you can just ban them. There's nothing obscene about it.
And something popped into my mind when I read this, too, because a lot of people go out of their way to be funny and show their personality on these little apps. You have a couple pictures and some like 140 characters to show someone who you are. And I actually came across this guy not too long ago that has his face isn't even in it. It's just a picture of his torso in the mirror. And he's clearly works out way more than I do since I haven't made it to the gym this calendar year. But he said, wait, I know what you're thinking. Please read my bio. And he said, please help. I'm a recovering shirtless selfie addict. Unfortunately, the only pics I have from the past 5 years look like the ones you see here.
I'd still swipe left on that. And yeah. He's swiping right on anybody who I can't see their face.
He has like a funny, like goes on and makes a joke out of it. And
there's
that
a girl for him. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. There's a girl
totally.
For him.
That's, I can appreciate just that. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, but
that's
what,
a hookup.
But the maybe reality that's is that's for. What we're all judging when we do this. I mean, that's the first thing that enters my mind. Am I attracted to this guy or not? At right. least for me. Maybe other girls are different. But for me, that's what it is. And it might be unfairly judging, but that's the first thing I
there
think when you're
be.
Judging someone based off a photo.
It has to be an initial physical
it is,
attraction.
For me.
That's completely what it
that's
is.
It's the first thought in my head.
See,
and that's
and
why
that's,
I swipe.
That's what's weird for me is because I will say I have probably actually liked two guys in my life. Like, actually really had feelings for someone.
You got to get those numbers up.
I know. Yeah. But and the two guys that I have liked, I was not attracted to them at first.
Really?
Not at all.
At all.
The first guy was the guy I dated for the longest, and we were friends, and I knew he had a crush on me, and I was like, we're just friends, we're just friends, we're just friends. The more I got to know him and was around him, I totally fell for his personality. Same with the second guy. So maybe that's what's getting me in these
it needs to be a video
swipe
bio.
Apps.
Okay.
I need to see more personality to get to know them better.
We'll post the rules from Bumble up at kidnation.com so that you don't break them. Have any clowns started, the scary clowns started Bumble yet? See, that'd be
I've
pretty
not,
fun.
I've seen one of those.
Yeah, I matched with a killer clown.
Oh, good.
Oh, you did, Jenna?
Yeah, we're going to go out
winter
on
date, yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.